download the Monday Night Talk podcast from iTunes for free. Just search for Monday Night Talk WATD. We now return to Kevin Tachi and Monday Night Talk.
And we are back. We want to thank Representative DeCoste, Selectman DeCoste, for joining us and chatting with us. If you miss any of these segments, remember, Joe and I do our best to put these podcasts up. Usually, before the next show, all the podcasts are up. We may not rush to put them up the next night because, you know, that night or the next day. Not always, but sometimes we do. But if you look, you go to the WATD website, scroll down, look for the Monday Night Talk banner, click on it. You'll find all of our podcasts.
And for those of you wanting the podcasts up, if they don't go up fast enough, I personally call Kevin and yell at him. I just want to make sure our listeners understood that, you know, who really has control here.
I just want to laugh out loud. But okay, that was a good job. Joe, I need a little bit of a good chuckle. That's why I have you and the Plymouth County Chair, Dan Pallotta, here.
So how you doing, Kevin?
As part of my entertainment, if it isn't you with your jokes, it's Dan with... His ability to manage a county government. I got to tell you.
You're going to start already.
I want to be honest.
Let's go, baby.
I want to be honest with the folks here. And I heard, you know, the good, the bad, and the really, really stupid. And we had Ed Perry, our owner. We had Bob Parkus. And they were kind of talking about county government. And I'm like, I haven't had Dan Pallotta in a while. And I know working in the newsroom, because I've had the privilege to fill in from time to time over the past couple of weeks. And people have been calling and, you know, having questions about what's going on with the county. And so I wanted to bring the man, the myth, the legend, in his own mind, Dan Pallotta in. Talk
funny,
about this.
Funny.
No, but what is going on? Because
I accepted coming on for two reasons. One, we had two broadcasts this week that were erroneous.
How were they erroneous?
They had errors in them.
I get the word what the erroneous means, but I mean.
Well, I'm not going to go through what the errors were. Okay. I called the news director, and the news director took care of it. But it's unlike WATD to do that. Edward R. Morrow winners don't do that. And this station has always done double checks and double facts, and I was quite disappointed. I don't mind you beating up the county. I don't mind you criticizing the county or criticizing anything we do, but please have your facts. The county has got funding issues. We've had funding issues for about 5 or 6 years. Really kicked in when the sheriff's takeover occurred. I don't think people realized, you know, just how much that was going to affect the local portion of the county operation. But the county's real issues began in 1978 when the big push was to eliminate county government piece by piece by the state. When the state needed something tangible, they took a piece of our government. When they needed people in the GIC, they took sheriff's departments. Control of the courts, they took the courthouses and the court employees and the DAs and so on and so forth. So the county system, which worked pretty well for a long time, got dismantled. And what we have left right now is a bunch of antiquated laws and a bunch of current laws that are mismatched. And in between all of that is a funding system that is not going to work. The county budget today is the same as it was pretty much 5 years ago, and probably increased maybe 5 or 10% from 10 years ago. That if you took any of your listener municipalities, state agencies, you'd find that they're up 20-25% over the same period. We're not, because we can't. We don't have the ability to raise revenue. And it's a problem because our functions don't go away. So the county commissioners made an unbelievable effort in the last legislative session to correct all this and make the legislature aware of the problems that county governments have. We were listened to. For the first time in a long time, you had pro-county legislation passed. Unfortunately, not all of it. I don't have the patience that many of my colleagues do. I was told that we hit home run balls, but I'm like, just fix it. You know, what's the big deal? Just fix it. Mm. Well, that's not how it works. You only can ask once from this guy and once from that guy and blah, blah, blah. But the bottom line was, the three county commissioners eliminated $32 million worth of debt to the cities and towns of Plymouth during the last cycle. But what we didn't do was increase any cash. Because the debt that was eliminated, we weren't paying anyhow. But the other counties in the system, the other four counties, it was a boon to them because they were paying that debt. And that debt was what's called a maintenance of effort payment to run the county jail. When the county jail became a state jail, we stopped paying our payment. We never paid it anyway because Plymouth County had a special little corporation, what was called the Plymouth County Correctional Corporation. And that corporation, in our feeling, we didn't have to pay anything in the maintenance of effort because it brought in tremendous sums to offset what the state had to pay for corrections in Plymouth County.
I got to ask you a question, and that is, isn't there a proposed
training? I'm going to quiz you at the end of this, by the way.
Really? On my show? We'll see. Question for you, and that is, is there not a training facility, or is there not a training facility in the works for the county, for the county police? And I guess
it's a great question.
It was supposed to be built in 2010, but it's still kind of lingering, right?
Was built using Plymouth County Correction funds, which are Plymouth County funds, not finished because the state took the jail and because the county does not control. The county does not control that fund anymore because it went away. The state took all the funds.
Okay.
That building sits half built. But it's on county land.
But the county spent what, $330,000 to build it?
That.
All right, $337,000.
That's what was reported.
That was the cost. Mm-hmm. That was the cost. But it's not finished, and it supposedly. It's going to cost $1 million to complete this project because here we are 5 years later.
Correct.
Is that something that's going to be incurred by, is that a debt only by the state, or is the county going to have to pick up that balance?
The county, no one's picking up the balance because it's not being done. There's not even discussions right now going on to finish it, which is in itself is indicative of the problem of the separation of the county in pieces and not really taking care of all the parts. The sheriff, to his credit, tried getting the gun range completed, but he can't. He doesn't have control over his land or his buildings anymore. He's now a state agency. He has to do everything through DCAM. He gets in the queue along with Greenfield and Adams and Provincetown and anyone else that needs a project done. Right. You know, when it was county controlled, you could pick up the phone, get it done, and it would be completed.
Right. Is the county still saddled with the sheriff department's retirement money?
That's the $32 million worth of debt that was transferred.
Okay,
so the answer to that is... No.
No.
And okay. I want to thank the Plymouth County delegation for leading the charge for all five counties, because without the Plymouth County delegation, it wouldn't have happened.
Is there still problems within the county that you have programs that are having issues as far as generating revenue?
That's a great question. That's a great question.
Because let me give you an example from what I understand, doing a little bit of research. For FY 2014 and 15. I believe that the parking department was slated to make $100,000, but for some reason the expenses are over $100,000. Is this?
It's a service to the communities. I mean, it's no different than the school system. I mean, your school system costs more than you get from Chapter 78. You're making a conscious decision to give a service to your member communities or your member service. The parking department is on track. We were hoping that the parking department would be self-sufficient by now, but
your expenses are over what you're actually making.
But there was some reasons with previous commissioners that prevented that from occurring that I'm not going to get into here.
Okay.
But that we're working on making that self-sufficient. I can tell you that one of the biggest problems of county government is we don't have the ability to get funds. The only 10% of our funds can go up 2.5 cents through Prop 2.5, and that's the taxes that go to the town. So our $10 million budget, $1 million of it goes up 2.5% a year. The rest of it is pretty stagnant, and yet I still have to pay for the retirees at the county hospital, at the county courthouses that we used to have. a lot of county functions that are gone, I'm still paying the retirees and their insurance. Our insurance and our retirement numbers are huge compared to any municipality of our size. We don't have a spending problem. We have a funding formula problem.
Are these retirement benefits being paid to people that were under county, when they Correct. Were under county control?
Absolutely.
So at some point, they will come off the books, but it will probably be...
They'll come off the books when they expire.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
So, well, that's reality. I hate to say it, but that's when they'll come off the books. But these are the type of things that we're dealing with.
Yeah.
We can't go up and get a supplemental budget.
Yeah.
You know, the sheriff's department can go up and get a supplemental budget when they have to.
Mm.
His funding formula is not correct either. When he was taken away from us, it didn't help him much either because he's always underfunded. One of the reasons that the sheriffs wanted to go to get away from the counties was because they were sick and tired of going up and begging for money every March. Well, since they've gone to the state, they've gone up and begged for money every March.
Right.
This year, the sheriff got more in his supplemental budget than the entire county budget. That's just a supplemental budget. We can't even get them to honor what was passed. So can I segue into this year's issues?
You can, if I can ask you another, question. You said that the county's having a hard time as far as getting money. Mm-hmm. Has the county not looked to get grant monies or regional grant monies?
I was going to segue to that.
Oh, okay. Please do.
This year's budget deficit. Okay, which started at $1,053,000, is because the county did that. We got a grant of $500,000 to do a regional program.
This is a regional services project and grant, right?
Right, okay. A regional services project and grant, and we had another grant that was passed related to retirement. Both of those were passed and signed by the governor. And both of them were 9C or not allowed to be spent, you know, not a formal 9C, but blocked by Governor Patrick towards the end of December.
Well, the $500,000, though, is that for FY 2014? I believe you got a bump up in 15, right?
In 15, we projected 750, but we got 500.
Okay.
Okay. So when you go and you add it all up, okay, we got $1 million problem. Since identifying the possibility, because we're in government. Government's all about chatter. Once the chatter started and we didn't see the check coming, you know, I give credit to the commissioners and to the administration. We started hunkering down. And we have carved about $160,000, $170,000 out of our budget through, you know, not hiring. I think you heard the register say he had four positions open. We didn't hire those positions. We also have limited expenses as best we can on some of our fixed costs. And we've also we also had some funds that were related to prior audits that became free from the auditor. The auditor said the funds were available, so we've reduced that deficit down to $700,000. That $700,000 deficit exists today. My total payroll is $2.2 million or $2.3 million. You can't cut that at this point
It's all bone.
It's all bone. Mm-hmm. And as you get into FY 16, the deficit's $477,000 is my numbers. The treasurer's numbers $447,000. So the county has a serious problem.
Why were the grants? You said the grants were blocked by the mm-hmm. governor. Why were they not allowed to?
Were
come
they blocked
through?
Or they were cutting?
They were
passed. If you look in the budget, you see all sorts of things that get listed.
Sure.
You remember when the governor 9C'd $100-300 million?
Oh, sure.
Right
yes.
before he left.
Yes.
Look in the detail.
Okay.
You'll see.
That's where the grants.
You'll see.
Were.
You'll see one of the grants is in there. The other grant wasn't released by what's called ANF.
Okay.
So these are things that have caused the problem. This isn't caused by our employees. It's
sure.
not caused by the commissioners. There's no overspending. There's no problem. As a matter of fact, the county commissioners have been working harder in the past 2 years than has been done in the previous 20, and I can say that emphatically, especially to get this legislation through. So we're at a point now where we have nowhere to turn but to cut to the bone.
Have you had a chance to sit down? I know... The last time we had all three of you in, all three county commissioners, was actually, I think it was, you posted it as a meeting, coming here and being on Monday Night Talk. I remember that with you had Mr. Hanley and then Miss Wright here. And that is that you were up, but you've been making steady trips up to the State House. Have you had a chance to sit down with the governor and see if you can make some headway with the governor? And you also have a new Senate president. You have
great question. The chairman of the county commission is myself. Has met with the governor at an event and let him know that the Republicans are in charge of Plymouth County. You know, we need a little help. The governor looked at me with this puppy dog look and said, "I'd love to help you, Dan, but I can't. I've got a $1 billion deficit I have to deal with first. You're not going to get anything in this fiscal year," meaning fiscal year 16. And I took him for his word, and based on what he's going through, I can see he's got that problem. With regard to the Senate president, I met the Senate president for 45 minutes.
Stanley Rosenberg,
45 minutes a week before he was installed as Senate president. And I got to tell you, he was the first person I've met that truly understood how a county was funded. The guy was amazing. He knew every funding source of all the counties. And he didn't sound too optimistic about passing a bill that would favor five counties and leave the other counties out. But I think he'll be amenable to some sort of a bill that helps the entire Commonwealth.
Again, we're speaking with the Plymouth County Commissioner Chair Dan Pallotta. We're kind of talking about some of the woes that the county is enduring right now as the Commonwealth is having its issue with a deficit of we've had numbers all over the place from 750,000 to now this thing could go up to 1.8 billion. Who knows how big it's going to be, but it's being realized as we speak. So where does that leave you for FY16? What are you and the commissioners are going to have to do? You've already said that you're already kind of looking like you're going to have to carry over a deficit to the new fiscal year.
We can't carry over a deficit to the new fiscal year.
Not so
we
much
have
carry
to
over,
solve
but you're
going to the problem.
You're going to have to solve the problem. Right. But this is something that you're going to have to deal with as far as funding problems. You got people who have been laid off or going to be laid off, right?
We unfortunately.
What's the number for layoffs?
We unfortunately issued 19 layoff notices, which was probably the most painful thing I've done in 22 years of government.
And how's that?
Not exactly something that I would request anybody to do.
How does that break down? What departments are you losing?
Two from the commissioner's office, two from the treasurer's office, and 15 from the registry of deeds.
Wow.
Wow is an understatement. To solve the problem, the numbers, unfortunately, are we're talking about are pretty big.
To me, personally, it sounds like this problem has been basically kicked down the road. I mean, you mentioned earlier
this is a great kick the can down the road problem that, the county and the state has been doing for a long time. The other counties are not in the same shape as Plymouth because their real estate values are greater. Norfolk County brings in, I think, $4 million in real estate tax through the towns. Town tax. We bring in $1.2 million. That's the only piece that can go up 2.5%. Their real estate has a higher value. They collect more stamp money. This problem originates from the fact that what these commissioners are trying to do is get everybody in listener land here to understand that 90 cents, 89.375 cents of your transfer tax is going elsewhere. It is not coming to Plymouth County. We're paying the tax. We're not being represented. If this was colonial times, we'd be throwing tea in the harbor and it would be a serious problem. For some reason, because it's the county and everyone likes to kick the county as the talk show host did as I walked in the room, it is not taken for what it is. This is a bad tax. Mm. It's a tax that's not representative of the county, and we need to grab a bigger share of that.
Let me ask you a question. We had talked a little bit about the parking department and talking about how it's doing as far as sustainability. How about other projects? I know you have an energy procurement project.
Energy procurement project is in. The county commissioners will be awarding a huge parcel of land for solar development. If it was completely developed, it would be about 22 megawatts, which would be the largest one in the state. That's subject to negotiation. Hopefully that will get done and on our books in the next fiscal year, which we're planning on it. We have, we're on the 1 yard line or maybe the 1 foot yard, 1 foot line on a trash project in the town of Plymouth, at the old South Street landfill. We have, excuse me, we have PCOT, which is really exciting, which I'd love to get into, which is the Plymouth County OPEB Trust. We started a trust in the same manner in which the retirement board works, mm-hmm. where the member units basically control it. The county commissioners don't, but the county commission set it up under the law, and we're trying to pool all the OPEB money together so we can get a big return, just like the retirement board is. We're having a meeting on March 20th. At the county commissioner's office for selectmen and treasurers, and we expect it to be a full house.
I guess the reason why I ask is I'm looking at the numbers, and you're talking about the energy procurement project. Mm-hmm. I see for FY13, the monies that was raised or the income that was brought in generated was $90,000, but projected for 2014 was $225,000. Was mm-hmm. was that realized?
It wasn't realized because we had a procurement that did not go as planned.
So that's why we pushed it up. Lower bar for 15.
Yeah, one of the things that I will give my colleagues credit for is, you know, if you
which
go,
colleague
if, both colleagues both okay. Sandra Wright and Greg Hanley, is that we take procurement seriously. If you go take any procurement class, almost all the examples they give of Plymouth County doing this wrong or that wrong, that hasn't occurred under our watch, and we're going to continue down that path.
Anything that we haven't asked you, but you feel is important that you?
I'd like to say some good news.
Okay. Well, I do. Yeah, I do have to ask you one. I do have to ask
you one question. Because Dave DeCoste took some of my time, I should get somebody else's time. You know.
You really think so?
That's a good point.
That's a very good point.
Okay. Okay. Two against one.
You only count as half. So, I do want to. When Ed and Bob were kind of talking, one of the things that they had mentioned was about the county commissioner's salary, and mm-hmm. They were questioning whether or not the salary should have doubled. When did that take place? And has the county commissioners got any flack over that?
The county commissioner's salary issue, that was one of the items that was in the Edward R. Morrow mistake by WATD. And that was we don't vote ourselves a pay raise. Our pay comes from the advisory board, which is one selectman from each town and one counselor from the city of Brockton. So that was error number one in story number one.
When did the advisory board vote that, though? Was that last fiscal year or this one?
It was the previous fiscal year, okay. Not this fiscal year. And the commissioners are not immune to cuts. So don't think that we're up here saying we're not going to cut too. So take that off the table as ridiculousness. Plus, the amount of money you're talking about is peanuts compared to the problem that's been created by archaic law.
I want to thank you for being. You're always a good sport, and you like coming in here.
Do I have one more thing to say?
You do.
Before that traffic guy does the little thing, we have a huge.
He doesn't listen to the show. Go ahead. Yeah.
Huge thing that goes on. On the Governor William Bradford's 425th birthday.
Yes, sir.
And that is, Plymouth County Commissioners have the care and custody of the colonial records. The colonial records are the first written record in the United States of America. And we have an agreement with the Register of Deeds to take the records out of the custody and care of the county commissioners temporarily and put them in the Registry of Deeds so they can be viewed. We got a grant from the state to allow a room to be built that's humidity controlled, UV controlled, fireproof, no water, so that these records could get the due that they need to be. It's the 1620 room. It's going to be on Thursday, March 19th, that we dedicate this room and bring the records out. And book one will be on display of the colonial records. And in book one is this guy right here, which is the first deed, the first recorded deed. So we're pretty excited about these things. There are positives going on in Plymouth County. I know it's fun to do the sensational stuff. We hope that the employees and management can avoid layoffs. But if we can't, the commissioners are ready to do what needs to be done to save the county.
Well, we appreciate you for coming in. we'll have to have you back in a couple of 4 or 5 weeks to kind of just
check in. I encourage you to come down to the to see,
you know, I could use a good co-host from time to time.
So listen. Sounds to me like he's starting to backpedal on you.
I know. So okay.
I've been doing that for a long time.
But that's the magic of the show is when he does.
I appreciate you allowing me to come on, and I'll come on anytime, as you know. Hopefully the county will be better off in 6 months. I have a feeling it will be. And I can tell you that we're working our tails off. All three commissioners are working our tails off to make sure it does.
All right. There he is, Dan Pallotta. He is the Plymouth County Commissioner Chair joining us. We're going to step aside. And when we come back, we got a group of folk who are looking for your vote come September and maybe even November in Brockton. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Monday Night Talk.